Well, boy, have I got some interesting experiences to share with you. Part of my commitment to whoever actually listens to this is to share with you my process, not just what my knowledge or experience is, but to share with you what I'm going through in the process of spiritual growth and seeking, discovery, experimenting, and so on. You know, some of you have been around for a while, that I have a long-term appreciation of the thymus. I thought I would show you where the thymus is. Here you go. This part above the heart is the thymus. It's really right on, it's a capstone of the heart. I could give you long stories about the thymus and why it's important to me, why the largest thymus as a percentage of body weight happens to be songbirds. You might consider what that means about why they have such a big thymus. I could give you music of songbirds if that would help, but maybe not right now. This thymus, by the way, probably is of a child, because in smaller children, but even children under 10, the physical thymus can be two-thirds of the heart, but it gradually gets smaller as children grow up. It's one of the only organs that gets smaller. In this case, this is basically what happens. This is a child. As they get a little older, it separates and then it shrivels up. It atrophies and it gets smaller. It's not covering two-thirds of the heart. There's all kinds of theories about why this happens, but of course, I would have my own. This childlike wonder that we have, particularly as small children, and that massive capacity to be present is really related to the size of the thymus. Now, one more picture in this set of pictures about the thymus looks like this. If you look closely, this is the size of the thymus in a young, very young child. It's sandwiched in the background is the lung. In the foreground is the thymus, which, by the way, I don't think it would be this separated, but that's just my opinion. The thymus is quite large, but if you look at the thymus in the adult, it's very, very small. Because in adults, it shrivels up, it even separates from the heart, and it's about the size of a small walnut, and maybe just as hard. Now, science says that the thymus is, at the age of 50, it's 98 or 99% fat. It's barely functioning. The thymus has a lot to do with being the essential part connecting the lung, the heart, with the immune system. The thymus is directly involved in the immune system. The immune system is a large system, but it's spleen, thyroid, throat function, cleaning function, but the whole thymus, thyroid, spleen, liver connection, these are all parts of the systems of our capacity to sense. Yeah, I'd be careful about too many vaccines if I were you, because the immune system is our sensing system of the entire physical body. It exists in the blood, outside the blood, in the organs, between the organs, on the surface of the skin. And now, scientifically, they say it also covers the hair, but not scientific is that the immune system connects the physical body with your astral or etheric or spiritual body. So the immune system has a massively important thing about connecting the physical body through the etheric body into the soul presence and the divine. Yeah, I know that sounds like a lot, but I'm coming back to, let's work on the thymus. So for a period of time, I've been trying to experience the thymus, and I got to tell you, it's not been an easy journey. But I want to share with you some recent progress that really, I think it would be so useful if you would just try it yourself. I really would invite you to practice it. And part of it has to do with, well, I'm going to give you a model here for a moment. Maybe I can do better if I just take this background off for a moment. I'll take the background off because I want to show you what it feels like. This is just a model. It's only a model. This is a bowl, a rounded bowl, obviously, and it has a bunch of rocks and things inside of all different colors and shapes and history of forms. And, you know, here's a big seashell I have in this one and so on, all kinds of rocks. Now, for me, this is the pericardium. This is the bottom container of the heart. This is the dual-walled model of the pericardium. For me, the pericardium is the holding mechanism of the emotional memories of the DNA. Sorry, don't mean to let my grandparents make too much noise here, but there's a whole bunch of them in there, by the way. And part of the task is to feel and experience one feeling at a time, whatever it may be, and to experience the resolution of the denied feelings in this crystallized memory of the dead. Yes, we're filled with memories that are dead, meaning the dead people, well, they're not really dead, they're dead physically, and their physical memories are still inside of us. The goal when doing the protocol is to be able to experience this one or a different one, take one out, feel it, begin the process of release or metamorphosis, or how to be able to dissolve in a higher way. This is the skin of the heart. Now, if you could use your imagination, the skin of the heart has tens of thousands of these embedded in the skin of the heart. These tens of thousands of crystallized memories are like sand on the beach. Lots of them. Lots and lots of them. So this is the pericardium function. The thymus function is the capstone on the top of it. Something like this. But maybe the actual size in children is much larger, but in adults it shrinks and separates. Now, the pericardium function for me is the grandmothers, and the thymus function are the grandfathers of the family tree. Now, if that's really healthy in small children, it looks like something like this. The thymus covers half to two-thirds of the heart, and they are connected because they operate as a team. Then it shrivels up, separates until it's something much smaller at the top. Now, what I've been doing is trying to access, literally, emotionally, access the experience of the thymus. So I've been getting the anatomical pictures of the thymus, and I've been also getting, I have some other ones that are the interior cellular structures of the thymus, and I've been taking time to put my attention on the thymus. Now, here's the difference. If you and I are looking at the thymus like this, the thymus and the heart, we're actually observing it, obviously, but we're creating a visual memory of where we're focused, but we're separated from it because we're the observer of it, not the participant of it. Do you get that? If I'm seeing something by my mental observation through my eyesight, I'm experiencing it mentally in a separation between myself and the picture. I'm suggesting, and I have for a while, suggested that you go inside of it. What that looks like is you need to be able to have an active, creative desire to sincerely want to feel the significance of this part of you. Now, you remember I've done this with other parts of the body before, the bones, the fallopian, even the skin, the pineal, the pituitary. I've gone in and out of a bunch of them and had some really remarkable experiences. Now, I'm focused here on the thymus because I want to be able to produce this union between my thymus and my pericardium. This is female in the bottom and masculine on the top. So how do you do this? Just try it. Just take a look at the picture and then imagine putting yourself like a little tiny miniature you, maybe about mechanically this big. You go to the right side, turn around, and you're inside with your imagination, which was a two-girl skill set. Remember, the two-girl skill set is a creative imagination. It is especially effective if you creatively dream or imagine, or whatever way that you want to create it for yourself, you imagine what it would be like to be a little one of you, preferably a beautiful young one of you, inside your thymus at the top of your own heart. Now, when you're there in your imagination, I'm suggesting that you touch it with your skin. Now, I would suggest, try anything you want, you feel it with the skin on the back of your neck. The back of your neck, right there at the hairline, is a very cool place because it has the ability to tell your entire body what you're feeling. A whole nother story sometime, but I'm suggesting when you're inside, feel it with your skin on your body and move your fingertips. Now, I know that sounds strange, but use your fingertips, because if you change your fingertips slightly, you're changing your hand mudra. You can do all kinds of postures. There's lots and lots of yoga with your fingers if you want. All of them have different vibrational frequencies of any kind. So I'm suggesting that you just experiment with go inside your thymus, feel it with your skin, move your fingers, and if you get really, really bold, your toes. I know. But the fingers all have two meridians per fingernail. All of the fingers have two acupuncture points, right where the vertical and horizontal axes of the fingernail meet. You have two little meridians, and you have two big ones down here, so you have, yes, you have 12. Yes, it's 12. There are 10 here and two down here, and you have another 12 over here, and you have a whole bunch of them. And oh, by the way, the same thing exists on all of the toes. So if you're feeling your feelings with your fingers, you're doing your toes, you're having a little fun. Now, I would suggest that you experiment with specific kinds of feelings. And I'm going to give you a sequence of those feelings in a vertical line, because I really like vertical, horizontal, and we won't go into laminin right now, but there's a reason why I like vertical horizontal. Let me show you. Here's a bunch of words. Now, these are the most recent words. We'll post them on the RAID International Facebook, give you a close-up copy of it. You can have it downloaded. We'll put it in files. You can download it. Don't get attached to it, by the way, because I'll keep changing the words as I'm having experiences. I change the words. But I'm going to give you this line right here to do inside your thymus while simultaneously experiencing your pericardium. I know it's a lot to consider. I'm suggesting that you try to do two things at once. Yes, we can all chew and walk and talk. Well, anyway, yeah, this is the pericardium, the holder of it all. I'm suggesting that you feel your pericardium, which is the bottom, having a relationship with the thymus, and they're just in love with each other. Which, by the way, happens to be the feminine, which holds what's coming down. They hold everything of the feminine force with the masculine that basically focuses what comes up. Anyway, men come up and women go down, but you know, we won't go into the reason about why all that happens, but I'm suggesting you consider these words. Bottom word, sincerity. By the way, I don't just use these words, I study them. I urge you to go look at the history of the word sincerity and what it actually means, and then compare it to other words. Every one of these words is picked for a reason. So the next word to connect it to is maybe the most important word that you need to feel at any moment of time. Did I mention any moment of time? I can't do it, but maybe you might consider the logic of it. The next word is gratitude. This is the four girl yin side of the heart, second month of the autumn experience. I know that's a lot, but this is the transformational gateway. This is a thing that changes everything. Sincerity, gratitude. You can go up to the next word if you want. That's called alive. Now, I urge you, you may even super urge you, to look up the word alive. I know that you know what you feel about alive, but let's just make alive a little bigger. The way to make alive a little bigger is go compare the word alive to aliveness. For example, you can go on your Google and put in compare alive and aliveness, and then you can go into the synonyms and antonyms of each one of these, and what you find is it's connected to breath and consciousness. It's connected to vitality. It's connected to, well, being alive. Remember, the ones in here are, well, not alive. I mean, the collected memory on your DNA, which is alive, but the memory put there by dead people is not alive. Sorry, there's a whole reason why that's important, but I'm getting distracted. Sincerity, gratitude, alive. Now, aliveness incorporates awareness and consciousness. Change the feeling slightly, you have a different experience. Life, according to a friend of mine, life turns on the edge of a diamond. The edge of the diamond is your free will choice to examine the feeling of sincerity combined with gratitude while experiencing alive inside the thymus. Ah! I won't mention the time of the day right now. No. Sincere desire. You can say some of the other words: accept, allow, open, receive, change, metamorphose, transformation. Yeah, you can go over to forgiveness and rejuvenation. You can even throw in resurrection if you want, and some of the other words, yes and yes and yes, you can. Because this is designed to be a bottom-up experience, at least graphically. Give it a shot. Feel your pericardium. Have some sincerity, gratitude for all those grandmothers, known or unknown to you, who hold your cartilage together and digest your food. It's a bunch of women, by the way, who do that big work. Clean the body, build the body, renew the body. Well, they have a tendency to use the old memories to repeat your body building. I'm suggesting that you might eventually just take out one at a time and basically say, thank you, grandmother, for providing this, but wherever it came from, known or unknown to me, I sincerely have a desire to transform and transmute this. Oh, by the way, this is a frozen childhood memory. I'll keep the frozen energy. I'll liberate. Never mind. You can go inside the pericardium with the help of the thymus. Yeah, you never know until you give it a try. So this is my suggestion. I kind of got excited about this. Normally I'd wait a little longer because I'm still in the middle of having the experience, and some of them have been really, really, really sweet and profound and sometimes a little emotional. Okay, a lot of times very emotional. But this is worth doing. Got the idea? So remember that again. Take a look at the picture of where you want to go. Go inside the picture, stand inside, be alive. Check your sincerity, your sense of purpose, your commitment, your passion. Be alive. Dance if you want. Dance if you dare. Sing a song if you really want to. I make bird songs if you want. Later on, I'll give you some of my favorite bird songs, but go inside, feel the pericardium, add them together, go into your aliveness. What you got to lose? You want to just grow up and be normal? Sorry, I shouldn't be provocative. I'm really trying to learn to be nicer in the world, and I have a ways to go, but thank you for being there. Those of you who are willing to try this, maybe report back if you make it back. I mean, you never know what happens. Good luck. See you soon. Bye-bye.